Q103, it's 14 minutes past 8. Mel C's here, and she doesn't remember me at all. I've met you so many times. How can you not remember me? I've got different hair, I've lost a bit of weight.
No, don't pretend. There you go, you've had a facelift, the word.
Don't pretend, Mel. You're just just because you used to be in the Spice Girls. Oh, look at me, I forget people. Do you want a Yakult?
I don't want anything from you now.
Yeah, you do. Come on, it's a free sample. This is friendly bacteria. Have you ever had one?
No, thank you.
You don't fancy it?
No, thank you.
It sounds horrible, bacteria. This show isn't sponsored by Yakult.
Really?
Someone's just brought them in.
I think it's good, you know, to educate people about gut and intestinal health.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You're still very healthy, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I try to be.
Are you still going down the gym, like, for about 18 hours a day?
No, not as bad as I used to be. But I like working out, I enjoy it. I'm a bit sick like that.
Are you?
Yeah.
How much do you work out in a week?
Well, I probably go to the gym 2-3 times a week, and then I might fit in a yoga class.
Oh, do you?
Yoga, yeah.
Do you do any meditation?
I've tried, but I can't quite sit there. You know, sit still for long enough.
I got a book out on transcendental meditation.
Really?
Didn't understand a word of it.
Are really interested in that.
Listen, this is a very deep show.
Oh, sorry.
Seriously, this is like the Today programme on Radio 4. This isn't your average ILR commercial radio breakfast show.
I noticed you weren't that wacky.
I'm not wacky at all. We're starting to talk about friendly bacteria and transcendental meditation within the first minute of the interview. We're here with Mel C this morning, and today, of course, is Secret Wednesday. So, Mel, we're going to ask you our big story at 8:40 if you have a secret.
Okay.
Some sort of sleazy, dirty secret you've never told anyone before, ever.
But there's no sleaze.
There's a sleaze. I know a few about you. You don't remember me. My God, I remember you. More from Mel C coming up. 8:16, traffic in 2. It's 8:24. This is Q103. It's Toolin in the morning with Mel C. You must remember me, right, Mel? You must remember me.
I remember your name.
Yeah. Well, that's, look, you recorded me this once. Have a listen to this.
Hello, this is Melanie C, and I always listen to Mark Toonvan.
It's Mike Toolin, actually.
Oh, Mark Toolin.
No, Mike Toolin.
Mike Toolin.
Toolin.
Toonvan.
Oh, you just do it again.
Oh,
it's Mike Toolin.
Hi, I'm Melanie C, and I listen to Mark Toolin.
You do remember me. Now, let me ask you, right, what's the most common and predictable question people still ask you about the Spice Girls?
Now, my guess is I'm going to tell you and then you're going to ask me it.
I'm not going to ask you it.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you about transcendental meditation.
Everybody wants to know if there's going to be a Spice Girls reunion.
Right, okay. Is there going to be a Spice Girls reunion?
I don't think so.
It's you that's stopping all that, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It
you
is.
Shouldn't believe what you read. Right, okay. I've been going around everywhere telling everybody this, right? This is from the horse's mouth, right? Never been approached. As far as I'm aware, it's never been discussed. Anything you've ever read is just made up.
Really?
I promise.
So didn't you guys all get together a year ago? You had dinner or whatever at Beckenham
Palace?
Yeah,
but that was just to get together and, you know, for dinner.
Surely Mel B wants to get back together. She's not got much else going on.
Rude.
I'm not being rude, I'm being honest. She's not, she wants, because she's not going to do any solo stuff. You're doing the solo stuff. Victoria's got her thing going, Emma's got her thing going. Mel B has withdrawn and said she's not going to do any more solo stuff. That's all I'm saying, I'm not being rude.
Has she? Well, I know that she's recorded some solo stuff.
Oh, has she?
I know she's been recording music, and also, she, you know, she does a lot of filming now. She lives in America, so,
yeah,
you know.
And she's got an enormous house, hasn't she?
Has
I saw
she?
It on MTV Cribs. It just goes on, like, forever.
It might not have been hers, though.
Oh, is it one of them where they just hire them for
house.
The day? Yeah.
I think she sold that house.
Oh, she sold
the one in England.
Yeah, the one in Buckingham.
Yeah, no, she sold that.
They've got loads and loads of people emailing us asking you questions, so can I ask you a couple of questions?
Yeah, go for it.
Paul in Lancaster. You're not in a mood with me about that Mel B comment?
No, of course not.
Paul in Lancaster. Because I do like Mel B. Paul in Lancaster, right, says, I was wondering if you asked Mel C a question for me. Firstly, could you ask her if she enjoyed the Haribo sweets I gave her yesterday in Preston? Whoop, whoop.
Actually, who is it? It was Paul.
Paul in Lancaster.
Hiya, Paul. Actually, I've not eaten them yet. I'm saving them.
Would you, if someone came up to you on the street and gave you food, would you trust them enough to eat it?
I trust Paul. He's a good fan. I know him. And it's a sealed packet.
Oh, it's a sealed packet. He could have injected the poison. Lizzie in Holland. In Holland says, hello, Mike. Listening in Holland. I got out of bed early this morning to listen to Mel on your show. I've got a huge hangover. Can you please ask Melanie what's the most personal song she wrote? And if it's hard to sing personal songs.
Oh, I think actually the ones that are most personal and you feel more emotional about are probably the easiest ones to sing because you can get really into them.
What's your favourite song by you?
Oh, that's a tough one. It's really, really hard to pick a certain one. The new album, you know, I'm really happy with that. There's a song on there called You'll Get Yours, which seems to be my favourite at the moment, but I kind of swap and change, which are my faves.
What was, there was a song you did a couple of years ago, and it was about a homeless person.
Oh, yeah.
What was that one called again?
If That Were Me.
That was a great song.
Yeah.
I love that song. I'll Never Be the Same Again. That's my personal favourite.
Oh.
Especially in the video, you're doing the Tai Chi, and then all of a sudden you manage to float. And I thought, wow, this woman has superpowers.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Can you do it now? You can still do the backflip. You can still do the backflip, though, can't you?
You know what? I'm sure you heard I hurt my knee.
Oh, yes, doing the games, whatever it was. Yeah,
so I've not done one since then, but, you know, I plan to do them again in my future.
Okay, well, the future's after 8:30. new sport coming up next. This is Q103 with Mel Singh. Q103, it's time for the Story at 8:40, and this morning's storyteller on Secret Wednesday is Melanie Chisholm from Liverpool. Good morning, Melanie.
Morning.
Okay, so you've got a secret for us, something you've never told anyone before.
Yeah, I really don't know whether I should be saying it. I think it's a little bit early for me to be exposing this.
Well, you're with friends here, Mel, so take your time.
Well, I'm actually going to be making my Hollywood movie debut this year. And it's a big budget movie with Sylvester Stallone. He's written it, directed it, produced it. And it's a cross between two movies. It's like a Rambo come Million Dollar Baby. It's about a female boxer dog, and it's called Yeah, Jackie.
You're making this up, aren't you?
Yeah.
Get out. Oh, we'll play your new tune anyway. This is great. I've only heard this twice, actually, already, because we only got it the other day. Mm-hmm. But it's out, when is it? It's out on the 11th of April. This is Mel C and Next Best Superstar at Q103.